Live from WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. In Alabama news, the flu season continues to hit southern states hard as influenza is now spreading across the country. The flu season got off to an early start in the Deep South. The most recent weekly flu report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds high levels of flu-like illnesses in 19 states, including Alabama. The State Department of Public Health says significant flu activity has been seen in almost all of Alabama. Doctors in southeastern Alabama report the highest rate of patient visits for flu-like symptoms. So far this season, the CDC reports 19 flu-associated deaths among children. None have been in Alabama. Public health officials say residents should get vaccinated if they have not already.
Sweet Lord.
One of many tributes Saturday at the funeral for Anaya Blanchard, a Homewood native who was abducted and killed this fall. Friends and family members remember the 19-year-old's smile and laughter. Her cousin Hannah Haley says Blanchard made those around her happy.
Anaya has this lot, this energy, this vibe about her that's beautiful. It was contagious, and she shared that lot everywhere she went.
Blanchard was last seen October 23rd at an Auburn convenience store. Her remains were found a month later in a wooded area of Macon County. Three men have been arrested in connection with her abduction and killing, although charges against one suspect have been dropped. A state panel has recommended legislation that would allow for medical marijuana in Alabama. AL.com reports the Alabama Medical Cannabis Study Commission voted Friday with 12 members of the 18-member body backing the recommendation. The legislation would set up a program to oversee the production, sale, and use of medical marijuana. Republican State Senator Tim Melson of Florence says he plans to introduce the bill in the next legislative session, although he says changes could be made. Nelson carried a medical marijuana bill last session. It passed the Senate, but died in the House. Cloudy skies today. Still could see some rain through the morning. Highs around 57. It'll be cloudy with a chance of rain through the evening. Lows down to 47. And then sunny for Christmas Eve. Highs tomorrow around 68.